following has been pre-recorded for your listening and dancing pleasure.
This Doug and Danny podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Muscle in his elbow in last night's loss, could be out 4 weeks or more. He'll have an MRI today. Golf Tiger Woods, two-stroke lead in the first round of the Deutsche Bank Championship.
Sports Center is brought to you by Sears Auto Center. Stay ahead of the harsh summer heat with a free battery test and find DieHard, America's most preferred battery, at Sears Auto Center. This is being prepared. This is Sears Auto Center.
Hi, it's the Herd. You always hear that phrase, use your time wisely. Easier said than done. We're all busy. But I know a simple way to start using your time more effectively. Stamps.com. So easy and so convenient. You buy and you print official U.S. postage, the real thing, and you use your own computer and printer. That means you don't have to drop by the post office. Print postage for any letter, any package, within seconds. And here's the cool thing. Right from your desk, 24/7. The post office could be closed. Stamps.com is always open. Right now, Stamps.com has a special offer for my listeners. Use my name, Colin, for a no-risk trial plus a $110 bonus offer. Includes a digital scale and $55 of free postage. Listen, you got to use your time wisely. Stamps.com. Don't wait. Stamps.com. Before you do anything else, click on the radio mic top of the page, type in Colin, stamps.com, enter Colin.
From the great Atlantic Ocean to the wide Pacific shore, from the Sooners to the Tigers to the Buffaloes next door, we'll fight them all with honor, stand tall above the rest. Huskers of Nebraska are the ones that we love best. See that line of blockade, watch those backs move out. Heading for the goal line and a touchdown, there's no doubt. Fast as a mighty jet plane, smooth as a brand new car. Every player with the big red is a football superstar.
That was a joke.
Backfield now. Cousins awaits the shotgun snap. He has it. Holds over the middle. Pass is intercepted. Lance Sorrell. 45, 40. Lance Sorrell to the outside. 30-yard line. Knocked out of bounds. Lance Sorrell. Brett's kick sailing towards the uprights, and the kick is good. And Maher drills one from 51 yards out.
This is a 29-yard field goal attempt to win the game for Nebraska. And what would be a miraculous comeback in the final 40 seconds. Brown for the win. The kick is up.
Is our score. Kickoff into the end zone will be brought out by Abdullah. A little bit of shake and bake with room to run. What kind of speed do I have, young guy? Down the right sideline, he's got a chance. Yes, touchdown Nebraska.
Third down and 20. Quinn with protection, pass to the sideline, good. Out of bounds at the 25. Todd Brown made the catch, and Quinn hit him right on the numbers.
Fake the handoff. Back to throws. Martinez looking downfield. Has a man out there. Pass caught. Touchdown. Quincy and Unwa. And the Huskers back to it in a score.
Big down. Third to long five. Getting to the end zone and very close to it was Dean Steinkoder. He's in for a touchdown.
Stretch play to Bell trying to get to the outside. Compton hits him and drops him at the 10. What a play by Will Compton.
Backfield in the eye, wide outs both ways, and here is a fake. Druckenmiller on the keeper, loses the football. It's picked up by the Huskers, and they're going to run it in. Jason Peter for the score!
Snap back to Taylor, fakes the handoff, looking to throw. Guns, pass, caught, Cotton, 15, 10, Bam to the 5, dives for the end zone. He's down at the 1 yard line. Ben Cotton.
And the pitch to Warner. And Warner gets it up about the 29. Jimmy Williams comes up with a football, and Nebraska did it. Jimmy Williams came out of the stack with a football.
Back to throw is Cousins, holding, looking, going downfield, looking for Cunningham. He goes up, ball knocked away at the last second. Stafford was there, so was Ciante Evans.
We are ready to settle the Big 12 football championship deep in the heart of Texas. Major Applewhite back in the pocket. Eludes one. Husker is in trouble, and down he goes. Warren Kaiser was there.
And the Cornhuskers will go for two. They trail 17-15. Full house backfield. Frazier will throw. It's good. Two-point conversion. Eric Alford made the catch. Game tied at 17.
Buckles picked up on the bounce by Keithan. And now down for Mitchell. Double team.
Tater in the shotgun. Burkhead off to his right. Snap back to Tater. Holds it, looks, throws, pass, caught Kenny Bell. Dive, touchdown.
Sal Jones, the lone setback from the 47 of CU. Frazier takes the snap, gives it on a counter play. Jones runs behind a blocker. 45, 40, 35, 30, 25, 15. He's gone. Touchdown. Touchdown. Touchdown.
How about the biggest comeback in school history?
Far side, back to throw is Martinez. Now being chased, throws it out, a flat. Burkhead makes a catch, sets a tackle, 25-20, 15-10, 5, Rex Burkhead, touchdown Nebraska, and the Huskers are to within a point.
Holy moly, man, woman, and child did that, put them in the aisle.
Fourth down and 8, the ball at the 24-yard line of Miami, but they're down by 7.
Now Wildcat set. Burkhead awaits the snap. On 2nd and 10, Marlowe in motion. They give it off to Marlowe off the jet motion. On 35, Marlowe to the 30, 25-20, 15-10. Tim Marlowe knocked out of bounds inside the 5-yard line at the 1-yard line. Tim Marlowe takes the handoff for 39 yards.
Option play, the pitch to Irving Fryer around the right side. Irving Fryer could be gone. Irving Fryer, touchdown.
It's the Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. We are about 27 and a half hours away from Nebraska football 2012 as the Huskers kick it off against Southern Mississippi. And we're glad to have you on the program today. Already got some predictions coming in for the football game tomorrow. We welcome those. You can email us, Facebook us, and of course, Central Nebraska's ESPN Superstation, the Facebook. And if you want to email us, the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Coming up on the program, the biggest college football game of the weekend is in Dallas, or Arlington, if you want to be specific, as the Michigan Wolverines take on Alabama. And Jay Novacek is going to be there, the Gothenburg native, Wyoming Hall of Famer, college football Hall of Famer, is going to join us here in just a few minutes on the Doug and Daddy Show. We're also going to talk a little volleyball today. High school scene, Kearney Catholic, number one in C1, and they will be off to their toughest test of the year at Beatrice this weekend. Coach Chris Connor will join us. Number one, St. Cecilia, upset last night down in Lincoln. Lincoln Christian never seems to win any matches in this first weekend because they play St. Cecilia and Central Catholic. Well, they won them both last night, plus Pigskin Pick'em coming up, and Randy Bushcutter is in to tell us how UNK fell in the opening game last night in Topeka. Lopers fall to Washburn 24-14, and so that is all coming up. Did you get any sleep?
A little bit. Fortunately, my boss let me sleep in a little bit today, and that was very, very helpful. We got back about 2 in the morning.
That never happens to me.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you're overworked here. Yeah, yeah. Anyway, got back, and, you know, I love Division II football. For one thing, you go and you play a hard-fought game, you know, Nebraska, Kansas, you know, they had those in years past. You come out in Division I, I think the fans quite often don't really like each other. Division II fans are awesome. Even those in Colorado were awesome because your program is always kind of in the shadow of some big boys. I had some great conversations walking out of the stadium with a bunch of Ichabod fans, and I still haven't figured out what an Ichabod is, but Kearney is going to win their share. UNK is going to win their share. They did not get pushed around the field. You worry about that going to the new conference. Best football conference in the country. This is one of the best teams in that conference, Washburn. And I came out of there thinking Kearney probably, UNK probably should have won that. Or at least certainly had a chance. They lost by 10, but you didn't have that feeling that they were 10 points worse than Washburn, that's for sure.
Well, Coach Daryl Morris foreshadowed it a couple of weeks ago, and we talked about Justin Swedberg being injured, and I scoffed at it a little bit, and I still do a little bit. I'm going to be honest with you, because I've talked to a couple of the football coaches at UNK and elsewhere. We laughed earlier this summer when Nebraska offered a scholarship to a long snapper, and Swedberg, not being the long snapper last night, apparently directly affected this football game, may have been, well, was the biggest factor.
In my opinion, and you don't want to throw anybody under the bus, especially somebody that's just doing the best they can, and college football players certainly are in that category, but opening drive, UNK drives right down the field. They assert themselves offensively. No points out of it because of a bad snap. You get the field goal blocked in what was a very makeable field goal.
26 yards.
Yeah, and they had three more opportunities where they could have kicked, and they did not. Now, I don't know exactly, did they say, can't trust the snap, or if they thought, you know what, since we didn't get the point before, now we're going to chase the point, now we got to get a touchdown in here somewhere. Maybe that factored into them. I mean, only the coaching staff really knows truly the answer to that question, but there was many opportunities they could have kicked. They could have got 9 points from field goals easily. They gave up a blocked punt that set up a touchdown. I'm doing the math. That's 16 points. They lost by 10.
Well, and UNK continues to play with no fear on offense.
Yeah, they come right at you, and I like a lot of things they do offensively. To me, one issue, and it's just as a Loper fan, it's always been one of those things that's kind of, I don't want to say sticks in my craw, but third and one, and we don't go into a power formation. Don't have to play power football, but at least show it and make them respect it. And there was a few times that UNK didn't convert that, we kind of needed to. And again, you know, you go with your best weapons. UNK is kind of a finesse team, and that's who they are. But it'd be nice every once in a while to just stand up there, especially in that conference, and say, you know what, we're going to punch you in the mouth. Our offensive line, which, by the way, played very well, our offensive line is better than your defensive line, and we're just going to run you over and get 2 yards.
Here's the deal. And it happened under Bill Callahan. It happens at the high school level. No spread offense has that anymore because their linemen are not taught to block that way. I mean, think about it. A couple, three, 4 years ago, Nebraska couldn't get a yard.
No.
Third and one, fourth and one.
You got to throw for it. Yeah.
I've seen it at the high school ranks. I've seen extra points to win ball games. I remember Kearney Catholic years ago when they accepted this and went with this. They were playing Burwell. Needed a 2-point conversion to tie the ball game. They got a penalty on Burwell, so they're literally a half yard away, and they're 4-wide shotgun. I mean, it's still bang, and it's just with talking to the coaches after, and even Florida and the big programs, they can't do it because they don't practice.
And I think that's a little bit of what's ingrained in you and I being Nebraska fans, growing up as Nebraska fans, because you always knew, you know, you had a Steinkuhler, you had somebody that you can just go right up the middle. We had some of the best, you know, Remington. You know, you need a yard. Dave Remington is going to be 2 seconds off the ball quicker than anybody else. You're going to get that yard, and I think that's just kind of ingrained in us as Nebraska fans growing up. But you're right, that very frustrating growing up. Now, again, the coaching staff, they know their personnel. They, you know, that's their job. I hate to second question them, even though that's what I'm doing. It's just, I don't know, just frustrating. I mean, it's third and one, and you go, we're spreading out the field, and we're going to throw the football, so now we got to throw it, and we got to catch it, and I don't know. You don't necessarily have to have a fullback, but you can run power football with a one-back formation, but you got to be under center to do it.
But here we are, like we will on Tuesday's show, overreact to the first game of the football season.
Yeah.
Outside of special teams, which we have grown to know now, it's not just offense and defense, because it's obvious that this game was won and lost directly by special teams because the other two areas played well. UNK outgained 349 to 291 outgained offensively. They ran the ball better. Eric Kaiser looked good.
He looked very good. Yeah, you could tell he's a freshman out there because, again, he stared down guys and through. The one interception he gave up was because he stared at the guy and threw at him. But you know what? He throws a good ball. He makes good decisions. He there's just a few little things that you're going to run into with a freshman quarterback. You know, where a lot of those guys will look right, knowing that they're going to throw left, just so you can't jump the route a little bit as a defender. And that's essentially what happened on the one interception, which is really the one bad ball he threw all day. That young man, by the end of the season, is going to be a heck of a quarterback. And you take a look at the guys that started as freshmen at UNK.
Oh.
That's a pretty good list. You know, Spitzelberger, most notably here recently, and Justin Coleman. And those are two best quarterbacks in the program. They started as freshmen. I think Kaiser's the real deal. I really do.
For UNK, it's amazing that they're 4-9 in season opener since 2000. And I think if you put together their record, I mean, this is a team that's winning 75% of their football games. But with Wayne State, UNO being nationally ranked, and UNK, even times maybe a couple of those UNK should have won, and they ended up on a close end of a loss. The difference here, Randy, will be in the MIAA. There are still two top five programs they have to play.
Yeah.
And right now you're looking at best case scenario, 8-3, unless you upset one
You've
of those.
You've got
top
to steal
teams.
One of those. Yeah, you're going to have to steal one of those, and they need to steal one game. I don't know, steal's even the right word, but I think winning your first game with a freshman quarterback. Now, granted, Washburn, by the way, had two sophomore quarterbacks to play last night. So, but you know, behind a Harlan Hill runner-up from a year ago, so they didn't see the field very much last year. But you're on the road, night game. You know, you mentioned the poor record in season opening games. Well, how many of those were night games? How many of those were really rivalry games? And I'll tell you what, Washburn, that stadium was full. I didn't necessarily think that it's the loudest place I've ever been in my life because of how the stadium's built, but there was a lot of energy there. It was full. The student section was on our section because they didn't have room.
Well, the Lopers will be home next Saturday to take on Emporia State. But now we turn our attention to Division I football. We've been talking about the Huskers. As we said, the biggest game of the weekend, though, is in Dallas. And Randy, I'm going to have to say, 8 years I've been doing this Doug and Daddy show here on ESPN Radio and done it with different co-hosts. But one of the interviews that I definitely look forward to the first time he was on the show, and I look forward to it again today. And that's because I was a Dallas Cowboy fan, and because he's a Gothenburg kid. Jay Novacek joining us here on the Doug and Daddy show via Allstate at the Cowboys Classic down in Dallas. And Jay, welcome back to the Doug and Daddy show. Doug Duda along with Randy Bushcutter. How you doing?
Oh, I'm doing terrific. How are you guys doing?
Well, we're having a great time up here getting ready for Nebraska's season opener.
Yeah.
Plus Wyoming season opener. Jay, I got a chance to go to the game last year, and I have to say, we're making plans to try and get out there for Wyoming-Boise State at the back end of this season. I was really blown away, even though it was only 31,000 or whatever the stadium holds, the whole atmosphere. I have to say, I was blown away at my first Wyoming game.
It is quite an experience, isn't it?
Well, we had a lot of fun. Do you get a chance to get back at all?
I've been back to a couple games, but I haven't been able to get back, as much as a guy would like to, because it is such a great place and such great memories back in old War Memorial Stadium.
Jerry Jones catches a lot of crap, and some of that he brings upon himself. But with the new stadium, they're bringing in some really cool, not just football, but a variety of other events. But when you can get two top 10 programs again in your stadium and have them agree to play their season opening game, that is quite the deal. The national spotlight is again on Jerry World.
I tell you what, this game tomorrow is going to be pretty interesting. I'm fortunate that Allstate asked me to come help them and team up with them. And we're starting this Allstate tailgate tour and kicking off the Allstate 60 Seconds of Mayhem sweepstakes. So it's going to be fun.
Now, explain that a little bit, because we've seen guys try to throw footballs into pop cans, and we've seen all kinds of contests. This one actually looks like it might take a little skill.
It could, yes. Tomorrow at halftime, we are going to pull out one Michigan fan, one Alabama fan, and they're going to compete against each other in kicking field goals in 60 seconds, see how many they can get. And the winner gets $4,000 in tickets to either the SEC or the Big Ten championship game.
Jay, what are you doing these days? What you know, now that your football playing days are behind you, what are you doing besides your partnership with Allstate?
You know, I still do a lot of stuff as far as appearances around the area. I still do a little ranching and riding horses. You know, it seems like there's always something that comes up.
Talking with Jay Novacek here on the Doug and Daddy Show, teaming up with Allstate for their tailgate tour tomorrow night as Alabama takes on Michigan in Dallas. And this should be a great football game. Are you getting a feel that folks think this might end up being a little closer than the 14-point spread that's out there just because it's almost game time, or is everybody talking about Alabama's dominance down there?
Well, I think everyone is definitely talking about the dominance that Alabama has been doing, you know, in the last few years, but you cannot, you know, count Michigan out of this game. I think it's going to be hard for them to win, but I'm not seeing a 14-point spread in this, and so we'll have to wait and see. But yeah, Michigan's going to come down. They're going to do some good things.
Jay, do you follow a lot of football? Do you kind of stay up on it, or are you kind of more of a casual fan like a lot of us are?
Probably more of the casual fan, especially in the college realm of things. But, you know, when there's good games on, you know, I'm sure trying to make time to sit down and watch it. And you know, this is something else just because of the, you know, two top-ranked teams. And this is, you know, like I mentioned earlier, this is a game that if you're going to lose, it's better off losing at the beginning of the season than at the end. So we're going to see what happens with these two teams as the season rolls on, too.
And you mentioned being more of a casual fan for the college game. Are you pretty involved with the Cowboys? Do you follow them a lot more closely? What's your relationship with them?
Yeah, I do follow them a lot more. You know, there's opportunities to go to games, and there's you know, opportunities to be on the field at practice, and to, you know, Coach Garrett is welcomed us all back in us alumni, and you know, I've taken them up on a few opportunities to be able to get down there and help out if I can with some of the players and some of the routes that they want to run, and so that's been great. It's been a lot of fun this year.
With your connection with them, do you deal with players? And I guess one player that kind of comes to mind that is kind of under somebody's wing or tutelage is a player like Dez Bryant. Do you have any contact with those guys and just kind of show them the professionalism that the Cowboys of old? And we can certainly point out a guy from Nebraska played at Wyoming, how you conducted yourself. Have you had a conversation with a player like Dez Bryant, that young man, this is how you ought to do this. This is how to be a pro.
You know, I've helped him out a few times with some routes and the way to think about how to run routes. As far as the stuff off the field, I really haven't, you know, talked to him a whole lot about that. Unfortunately, there might be too many people doing that and might get in the way of things more than anything. But I mean, I'm here for him. That's what I told him. You know, I'm here for you if you want me to help in any way. I'd be more than happy to do that. And so we've got a good relationship, and I've been, you know, very blessed by being able to be on the same field that he's on and helping him out do stuff.
Three-time Super Bowl champion, College Football Hall of Famer, and Dallas Cowboys legend Jay Novacek with us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. What's the feeling you're getting on a Cowboys team this season?
You know, there's a lot of excitement with the way this defense is being put together and the players that they have acquired over the offseason. You know, this is going to be a defense that's going to make plays. It's going to be a defense that's going to win games for them. And, you know, that's what you need. You know, we're talking about Alabama being a powerhouse, and they're powerhouse because they're both good on offense and defense, and that's what this Cowboy team needs to be.
Jay Novacek with us here for just another couple minutes on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. Jay, the game is changing and coming under scrutiny because of the injuries, and a lot of it's kind of really out of your era. The guys that have been retired for a while, brain injuries, the concussions. I know you didn't get through your career without being dinged up a little bit. I want your overall thoughts on what's being done and maybe how bad was it in your playing days.
Well, I'm not exactly sure all the stuff that is being done. Here's the way I look at this deal, that, you know, if I knew now what I know back then, I would still play the game. Do I think that the NFL should step up and say, hey, these players have made what the NFL is. We need to be able to help them out and do whatever we can, money-wise, compensation-wise, medical-wise, whatever that situation is, to help these players. So I see both ends of it, and it would be nice to have someone in the NFL just really step up and really say, hey, thank you guys for all you've done to make the NFL, you know, the greatest game in the world, and here's what we want to do for you since you've done so much for us.
Jay, do you think the NFL knew the risks that they kind of kept that away from players? They kind of, you know, swept it under the rug in terms of public relations, that sort of thing. Do you think the NFL knew more than what they than other folks in terms of the damage that it did to the body and the brain?
Well, I don't know if they did or didn't know if they didn't, but it's kind of obvious. You know, it's like a small, minor car wreck every time you step on the field and two guys going full speed and hitting each other. You know, it's when bones break and you tear knees up and you know, things like that, it's pretty obvious to realize that, yeah, there's a lot going on in this sport.
Jay Novacek with us last minute here on the Doug and Daddy Show because he's keeping busy with the Allstate tailgate tour. They're going to be kicking some field goals tomorrow in the Alabama-Michigan game. You ever kicked field goals, Jay?
I did in high school back in Gothenburg. I was a field goal kicker, absolutely.
And damn good at it, right?
I missed one that taunts me still today, so it wasn't good enough.
What was that? Well, tell the story.
That was against our big rivalry, Lexington. We got beat 7-6, and I missed a point. Yeah, it's horrible.
Yeah, they probably let the grass grow too long or did something over there slow the Novacek down.
Sprinkler turned on as you were kicking.
Hey, Jay, one more thing I think we've touched on it maybe off the air when we were setting up an interview in the past, but recruiting at the college level is insane. They're talking about kids that are going to be juniors now. They want to make them eligible so that they can make official visits to college campuses. We're talking maybe 15 and 16-year-old kids with 2 years of high school left because they're all committing so darn early now without even visiting campuses. And I know you told me the story kind of basically how you ended up at Wyoming. There wasn't a whole lot of fanfare. Now you're on national television, and if you were signing with Wyoming today, every television camera in Nebraska would have been there at your high school at Gothenburg watching you sign on the dotted line. Talk about the day that you decided Wyoming was the place, and if you've got any thoughts on how outlandish it is today.
Well, outlandish, I think that's a very good word for this. You know, you don't even know if you're going to be healthy your senior year. You don't, I mean, we're talking about individuals that, you know, are so young yet to make up their mind. And I would think it would put a whole lot of pressure on the colleges also, because if they're making that decision, then the college has to make that decision. I don't see how it works, but I guess it does. But yeah, you know, that signing there in the living room table of Mom and Dad's house where I grew up in Gothenburg, Nebraska, and you know, getting that signature on the paper to go to the University of Wyoming was pretty special. You know, I think they're may have one person in the room that was taking a picture, and that was about it.
Thanks, Mom! and tonight, our first week of high school football's here. I am calling a game between the town I live in now and the high school I graduated from. You've got Wyoming and Texas this week. Which one are you pulling for, or do you do one of those double-edged shirts?
You
you know I'm going to be pulling for Wyoming. I'm not going to pull for Texas. Come on.
Thank God that's the right answer. Jay, have fun with the All-State Tailgate Tour. We appreciate the time here on the Doug and Daddy Show on ESPN Radio. And I know everyone back in Gothenburg trying to get an ear on the radio today. We sure appreciate it, and we'll see if the Swedes can put together a good season as well. And hopefully we can talk again soon.
Awesome. Make sure you go to to the website, allstatecfb.com. You can register to get all the information about Allstate 60 Seconds of Mayhem.
It's going to be awesome. Alabama, Michigan tomorrow. Somebody's getting tickets to their championship game, Big Ten or SEC, $4,000 and a whole lot more. Jay, thanks for the time, and good luck with your work with Allstate.
Thanks, sir.
Take care.
Thanks, Jay.
Jay Novacek on the Doug and Daddy Show. That's a whole different deal there. Last time we were talking about his induction into the College Football Hall of Fame. Today, just kind of a variety of subjects there, and he's keeping busy.
Yeah, now, folks, good guy.
A lot of people, how do you get some of these guys? Well, this one, they came to us, so that was great. And this happens a lot. When you get the Super Bowl and you got all those guys in the radio row, they're always pitching a little something.
Right.
That's fine.
Yeah.
That's why they get out there. But now he's going to talk to somebody else. Then he's going to talk to somebody else. He's going to talk to somebody else. I can imagine sitting in a room and doing about – I mean, this would be worse. This is worse than what Bo has to do, like 20 of them today.
Because you're going to cover the same ground over and over and over again, and it has to sound like the first time. Oh, that's a good – first time you've heard the question. I do think we probably asked – only time that we talked about his field goal kicking. Nobody's going to bring up the Lexington-Gothenburg rivalry.
That's right. Hey, folks, with games, it's tailgating, and Troutman's is your tailgating headquarters with burgers, brats, steaks, all the meat you want, plus the condiments, the salads, beers and wines to wash it down, everything but the actual grill, chairs, and the fans. You have to bring those yourself. You think Kerry let you borrow his truck to haul it down for the game tonight? We'll find out. Kerry and the gang at Troutman's Quality Meats, a grill's best friend with USDA Choice Certified Angus Beef, quality steaks that are aged a minimum of 30 days for peak flavor and tenderness, and there's always a large selection of fresh and smoked sausage. If you've never tried it, you're missing out. If you have tried it, you're going back time after time. Don't forget, another season is here. Whether you're going to the game or watching it at home, you want to enjoy a good meal, and Troutman's is there for you. Troutman's Quality Meats, a grill's best friend. We're over halfway done with the show time-wise. I can't imagine that we will get done in the correct amount of time yet again today.
That happens. Wow. I didn't know that could happen.
We love talking football, and we're going to continue to do that. Pigskin Pick'em coming up. We got a little fun with this here, Jeffrey. What we're going to do this year, like last year, myself, co-host Randy Bushcutter, will be making our picks. Now, Merritt Lawson was producing our show last year. He's working on Platte River Prep, still with us here.
Mm-hmm.
He claims to have won last year, okay? He claims to have beaten myself, Daddy, and the combined score of
now,
the pickers.
Now, is that true, or are you just in denial?
Well, when he just hands us the sheet on Monday, who knows what he picked? But all of a sudden, he's 8-2.
Okay.
We're 6-4.
It's not certified. It has to be certified by an accounting firm.
There is no... what's the stamp you have to get?
But you got to have it notarized.
Yeah, notarized. That's the word I'm looking for. You got to have it notarized. I didn't see it notarized. So he and Jeff will be picking, but that doesn't go against the caller. Just me and the co-host. And no matter what, you'll get the Big Dally's Deli combo meal. But we've also teamed up with Cunningham's Journal. Every week, $20 gift card to Cunningham's.
Oh.
If you beat us, you win it. If you don't,
do we get it?
We carry it over. So if nobody
so
beats
close.
Us this week, it's $40 next week, $60 the third week, $80 the fourth week, until somebody defeats us, and we got our brains kicked in last year. You will win the pot of Cunningham's gift cards. At the end of the year, is this true? We're giving away a 70-inch television?
That's what I got.
How is that possible?
All right, it looks like our friends at Russell's.
Super Bowl party at Cunningham's, 70-inch television from Russell's. You can register at both places for that, and the Super Bowl party will continue to tell you more about it. But all we want you to know is that it pays even more. It's even more worth your while to dial 888-455-ESPN-3776 later in the show to get on Pigskin Pick'em. And we'll be back. We're going to talk a little volleyball because we got some great teams as well. Season started last night, and we'll be back. Chris Connor, I got something I got to tell you about that, too. Chris Connor, going to join us as they get ready to depart for Beatrice and their biggest tournament of the year after this.
Listen up, everybody. This is Flo with a Progressive Insurance Alert. don't even try to change that channel. I'm on all of them. So, you already know Snapshot rewards our customers for their good driving. Well, now anyone can test drive Snapshot for free, even if you have insurance with another company. See how much you could save before you switch your insurance. Also, I'm offering kazoo lessons on Saturdays.
Test drive Snapshot today. Visit progressive.com/snapshot. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Snapshot not available in all states.
Kick off fall with great offers from Lowe's. Stop in today and pick up 3 1-pint mums for only $3 to brighten up your garden. And if you want to gear up your home for game day, stop in and get 20% off on Charbroil Commercial Series grills, $299 or more. Plus, get 18-month special financing on purchases of $299 or more. Lowe's, never stop improving. Offers valid 8/30 through 9/3. Special financing cannot be combined with 5% off everyday credit offer. Some restrictions apply. See store for details.
Farmers, it's time to beat the heat with the best value of the year on a T&L pivot system. Save $5,200 on a quarter-mile pivot and get the best water distribution over your crop and the best reliability for the long haul of an extended heat wave. Call T&L Irrigation today or your local T&L dealer or check them out online at TLIRR.com. Get T&L's proven hydraulic technology that works and is easier on you for a lifetime.
There we were, me and my buddies at our favorite hangout, Cunningham's Journal. This time, we're sitting out in the courtyard, which is pretty cool. It's like you're sitting out in the tropics, got the palm trees, beachy scene, bunch of TVs to watch sports, and of course, live entertainment every week. When all of a sudden, I had an urge to get a frozen margarita. Of course, my friends just laughed. If you're looking for a good place to hang out this summer, eat good food, or even have a margarita, Cunningham's Journal in the courtyard is the place to be in downtown Kearney.
College football on ESPN Radio and ESPNradio.com. Opening weekend of college football on ESPN Radio continues as we head to the Cowboys Classic. Number 8 Michigan faces number 2 Alabama at Cowboys Stadium in Arlington, Texas.
Down the middle of the field, he'll score, touchdown!
Alabama, Michigan, Saturday night at 6 on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation.
A blend of clouds and sunshine develops today as we head to a high temperature near 96 with east winds at 5 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy, cooling to a low of 61. Saturday, we'll see a high of 88.
Right now, it's 79.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Tiger Woods has just birdied 6 consecutive holes and is at 8 under through 14 now at the Deutsche Bank. 6 in a row. He started on 10. He birdied 18.
Thank goodness.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Because if he doesn't make the cut, they were going to cancel the tournament. I swear to you. Or at least coverage of the tournament would be canceled.
Were you anti-Tiger? I forget.
I'm just a little tired of the same song. Tiger, Tiger, Tiger. You know, Tiger, 4 over par. You know, and you show every shot, and the guy that's setting the course record and winning the tournament by 15. Oh, yeah, he was there, too.
Shoot 58, Tiger. All farmers know that frequent starting and stopping operation causes wear and tear on their equipment. Same is true about electric pivot irrigation systems. All that start, stop, result in breakdowns that cost money, create downtime when you least expect it. T&L is there for you. I'm on the road again now the last couple of weeks in different parts of the area, checking out our volleyball and football. And I have to chuckle. We were driving last night to Ravenna. There is a field, and our photog goes, oh, man, that looks bad. And then you get to the next field, and there's a T&L. And, oh, man, that looks good. And I'm not even making that up, folks. That is the absolute truth. It doesn't take a genius. Go out, drive the fields. Take a look at them. Take a look at the crop that's being planted, and then take a look at the pivot that's in the field. It doesn't take a brain scientist, because obviously I can figure it out. T&L is there for you. It's more money in your pocket. T&L Irrigation System. See your local T&L dealer. Get you set up for the winter. If you're doing some wheat, maybe you're getting you ready for next season as well. T-L-L or T-L-I-R-R.com, the website. T-L-I-R-R.com. So I'm watching last night. I get back after a pretty long night of the opening night of volleyball over at Ravenna, a couple three-setters. And I'm getting scores. Some people are texting. Some of them are getting posted now on the web a little bit quicker. and then this morning coming in to do it, and everything's flip-flopped. Folks, don't blame your TV guy. Don't blame your paper guy. Don't blame your radio guy, because unless the school directly called that affiliate, you're going to be mad today because Lexington didn't beat Minden, and so-and-so. A number of scores were disseminated. Is that the word?
Yeah. That's what they use for the little disclaimer at the end of the...
The media.
Coverage of the Cincinnati Reds.
Overnight.
Disseminated.
One that was not was Kearney Catholic's win over Loup City last night, and that's pretty much a given for the number one team in Class C1, and Chris Connor joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. Good morning, Coach.
Hi, how are you?
You got the vans all loaded?
We're working on it.
I saw Terry getting them gassed up today, so I know you guys are ready to go. Last minute, trying to get situated. Thanks for giving us a little time here. I know you're busy, Doug and Randy.
No, she's not.
Randy Bushcutter's with me. Well, she's in the teacher's lounge.
Teaching workload, for crying out loud? She's not busy.
Coach the number one team and get it done.
We're trying.
Well, you knew you guys were going to have a very solid team. No surprise, I guess, that you come out number one this week?
Well, I don't know. You know, we had a lot of kids returning, and we don't get that big into the rankings. I mean, we try. The kids look at it, but honestly, they don't pay a whole lot of attention to it. So, you know, the one that matters at the end of the season, you know, they're excited about it. But we thought, you know, we knew we'd be up there, definitely.
Would you rather be rated lower so then you could care about it and get the girls motivated and say you're being disrespected?
Do we have to start out with a smart aleck question?
No, that's not a smart aleck question. That is not. I mean, isn't being number one more of a burden than it's worth?
You know, our kids are, yeah, I mean, the rankings are great, but our kids are, I guess they're just more in tune about the level of play we're at. And, you know, we're going into a really tough tournament today. We're going to see three teams that are, you know, ranked in Class A in Iowa. In the top 10, Abraham Lincoln is number 7 in Class A, and then we'll see Ogallala, who's 8 in C1, and then we see Waverly, who's 1 in D. And, you know, those kids look at those teams like it's just an opportunity to see how much we can improve on our level of play. And so that's what it's about. And we say, you know, if we get knocked off in this tournament, it was a chance to see how good we can play.
Well, you've really stepped it up with these kids. You've tried to getting this tournament on there, trying to get some tougher competition. In the summer, you went to a national tournament where usually all-star teams combined. You just took your high school team, and you fared well.
We did. You know, it was a great opportunity for our kids, and most of the kids on that team were from Kearney Catholic. And we went down there, and it was pretty shocking, I think, for our kids to see the level of play of those 48 teams. And all the D1, D2 coaches that are walking around, it was a great experience for them. And, you know, it was, I think probably what surprised them the most is that most of the teams that we played, you know, all those kids were from different schools. I mean, they had two kids from the same school. That was amazing. So it was pretty funny to watch the parents from the other teams that we were playing when they found out that we were all from one school.
We're talking with Chris Connor, Kearney Catholic volleyball coach. They're heading to Beatrice. It's a 12-team tournament, as she said. Today they play Council Bluffs, Abe Lincoln, Ogallala, and Waverly. Ogallala ranked as high as 5th in one of the polls. They're the 9th seed out of the 12 teams in this tournament. So they play the pool today. The top 8 play an eight-person bracket tomorrow. And then the other 4 will play in a different bracket. And so Hastings is going there. But Pius is the number 1 seed, Northwest 2nd, then Kearney Catholic, Waverly, Bennington, and Aurora, Elkhorn, Beatrice, Norfolk are all on hand. Chris, I know this has been the scuttlebutt throughout the fans. You've got the team that was probably going to be number 1 anyway, and then Kaylin Brannigan comes in from Shelton, who's a very good volleyball player, but that's probably obviously not her number 1 sport. How does that impact how you fit her into the rotation and get everybody settled in? Because it sounds like that's been pretty smooth so far.
Yeah, I mean, our kids have been very accepting, and you know, I think they see things pretty black and white, and they know that Kaylin definitely adds a lot of athleticism to our team, and she's doing a great job. You know, there's still some things, obviously, that we need to tweak on with her and just try to get her a little more consistent. So, but it's a little different, too, when you're stepping up, I think, against, like, some of the competition that we're going to see today. She didn't get to go out to Ohio with us, so I'm sure that there will be some wide eyes at times today. And But she fit in well, and you know, we're excited to see how well her game comes around this weekend.
Coach, obviously, your senior class, very solid, really kind of, as with most good programs, really the kind of the basis of the team. Last year, you had a lot of young kids that came in and, I think, surprised people. What's the biggest change you've seen from those young girls that played last year to this year? What has that year done for them?
They have been so good in practice about challenging our top group. I mean, our practices have been brutal as far as, you know, when we're doing any type of inter-squad scrimmage. So they've developed a lot of confidence because they've been able to really step up the play and stay with the top group. So, in terms of confidence, it's good for them. And there's a lot of them seeing a lot of court time, mainly in the back row because most of them average about 5'5". But, most of them are getting some time on the court.
Michaela Mestel and Sokolowski have Bailey have been kind of the big hitters of this ball club, but it's so balanced coming off of last year. How have they dealt with being so close last year? Has that been a rallying cry in the offseason?
Yeah, that's definitely, we've talked about starting a new season and, it's time to set things straight with a new season, and that's kind of the great thing about it is, you get to prove your point one more time. And, for these seniors, they know this is it, so they are definitely ready to get after it.
What are you wanting to accomplish this weekend, Chris? There's a reason you put this on the schedule, and that's to see great competition. What's going to satisfy you and the coaching staff when you drive home tomorrow?
Well, I think just knowing the fact that they came out ready to battle, and even I know there's going to be times when they get down to see how they battle back. And we saw that out in Ohio, and I have no doubt that I think that we'll see the same thing today. They'll be ready to – they're not going to just roll over if things are going bad. They'll find a way to turn things around.
Finally, Chris, next week you're going to come right back. You're going to play Minden and Gibbon. Gibbon got off to a 2-0 start last night. Minden, a state-rated team. The conference, all of a sudden last night, St. Paul beat state-rated Ord, so that brings them into the mix. Wood River's ranked high. What do you think about the conference this year?
We've got a great conference, always competitive. Those coaches have been around for a lot of years, and they may have lost a lot of starters, but they always have them right back up there in the mix. So it'll be a great conference again.
And of course, letting you at it, we can't forget about the stability that you've had, the rocks you've had as assistant coaches. They at least drive you to and from the games.
Well, they do way more than that. Definitely, I think any head coach would tell you, if you don't have that support, that's just huge. They take on so much, and we get so much more done in practice because they know how things go, and they just take over. So the coaches that I've had, Lisa Sokolowski's been with me for, I think, 15 years, and Amy Johnson played for me in high school and came here then after Wayne State, and she's been with me for over 15. We have a brand new one this year for our freshman coach, but otherwise we've got a lot of years.
I didn't say that. Chris.
I didn't say myself. I was just talking about my assistants. Amy.
Keep telling
50,
us you're only 20.
Isn't that what was on the TV last year for state tournament? Amy Johnson's 40 or 50 years old, they said.
You keep telling me you're only 23, so that means you started coaching when you were 8.
That's good stuff. That's good stuff. Hey, Chris, we'll let you get going because I know you guys are ready to head east. Best of luck this weekend, and we'll see you Tuesday over in Gibbon.
All right. Thanks, Doug.
See you, Chris.
Chris Connor joining us. Doug Duda, Randy Bushcutter here on the Doug and Daddy Show. 4:30 is their first game today. Kearney Catholic's games will be at Southeast Community College today in Beatrice. And then depending on how they do, it's very interesting, Randy, because I'm sure if you were, no matter what the school is here, you get that shot. It's like Ravenna, any of the schools around here that have ever been in the all-class top 10, this is going to determine a sense of pride here. You can take your program to places that you don't even have an opportunity to take them, no matter how good you are.
And Coach had it exactly right. What you do is you want to push your team because you may or may not get pushed until the game is an elimination game. And you want to be as tested as much as you can, especially in a sport like basketball, football, and all the high school sports now today, because it's about when you get into the tournament, because everybody gets in the tournament essentially, and how you do at that point. You want to be tournament tested. You want to be tried as much as you can. It's different college football because you get that loss early in the year. There's a couple of undefeated teams ahead of you. You're not going to get there. But for the high school game, you really want to test yourself and make your team as solid as it can be. College basketball, you want to be tested. Just about everything except for football, you want to really be tested. And I think that's a huge advantage. And you're right, that end of the season, all class rank is going to be determined to a great extent by how this weekend goes. I don't know how important that is, but it will be determined by that.
They beat Northwest in fall camp, summer camps, but they have not played Pius, so we'll see how some of that. And they've got to get by these other teams. I mean, this is not going to be easy today at all for Kearney Catholic. Doug and Daddy Show with Randy Bushcutter joining me, Doug Duda, in the Midway Auto Dealership broadcast booth. Midway Chevrolet Buick Cadillac, your number one volume Chevy dealer in central Nebraska. And Midway Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, your number one volume size A dealer in the Midwest, has a simple credit approval process. You can go online, fill out the credit application. That way, when you go in, you can get the actual idea and numbers from the gang. Your dealership, Ryan, Andy, your salesperson, is going to be able to go over that with you, tell you what the payments are, tell you what the best deal is they can do. Another way you can be a step ahead before you even walk on the lot at Midway, Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, Chevrolet, Buick, Cadillac. You can see them. ThinkMidway.com is obviously the number one website, ThinkMidway.com. We still have a lot more to come on the Doug and Daddy Show, including our pigskin pick'em after this.
When fire or water damage strikes, you're faced with two choices. You can be ruined, or you can be ready with the help of the cleanup and restoration specialists at 1-800-SERV-PRO. And making sure you're prepared starts by downloading the new Ready Plan app from ServPro. With a touch of a screen, it's designed to help every life that's been touched by fire or water. So visit servpro.com/ready and put help in the palm of your hand today with the new Ready Plan app from ServPro, helping make fire and water damage like it never even happened. Franchises are independently owned and operated.
Look out in the street there. You know what you don't see? My car. Because I had to sell it to pay the lawyer I hired when I got busted for drunk driving. Know what else you don't see? My girlfriend, who decided that a guy with no car and no license and no money was no fun.
Cops are out there cracking down on drunk driving all across the country. And they'll see you before you see them. Drive sober or get pulled over. Paid for by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration.
ESPN Radio Superstation 1460 and 1550 Weather Eye Weather is brought to you by Farm Bureau Insurance agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
Farm Bureau agents Rich Peters and Matt Myers in Kearney, no health insurance. As independent and authorized producers of Blue Cross Blue Shield of Nebraska, independent licensees of the Blue Cross Blue Shield Association, Rich Peters and Matt Myers will work with you to make sure you have health insurance coverage that fits your needs. Their approach is simple. They listen. And will tailor a policy that'll work within your budget. When you need health insurance, just call Rich Peters and Matt Myers, your local Farm Bureau agents. Farm Bureau Property and Casualty Insurance Company. Western Agricultural Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through FBL Marketing Services, LLC. Affiliate, Farm Bureau Financial Services.
A blend of clouds and sunshine develops today as we head to a high temperature near 96 with east winds at 5 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy, cooling to a low of 61. Saturday, we'll see a high of 88.
Right now, it's 79.
Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Well, Michigan coach Brady Hoke said that both starting running back Fitz Toussaint and backup defensive end Frank Clark had been suspended for one game and would not make the trip to Dallas for their opener against Alabama. Hoke said, quote, "The decision was not easy, but I feel it is in the best interest of the program and for these kids, and those always will be my priorities. We have choices every day, and you have to be accountable to this program, your teammates, your family, and the University of Michigan." On Tuesday, Toussaint pleaded guilty to a reduced charge of operating a vehicle while visually impaired. After having been charged in late July for operating a vehicle while intoxicated, Toussaint had a 0.12 blood alcohol level that night. And, of course, 0.08 is, I guess...
So there's a second infraction for being visually impaired while driving. He didn't have his contacts in.
Yeah, well...
Well, you're on a short list, you know?
And Clark, the sophomore, charged in July with a second-degree home invasion. It'll be interesting to see what you do. Brady Hoke saying, I'm not just going to play these guys to try and win a football game, which is
pretty tough in this day.
Well, I think that's clear.
Not wearing your glasses is going to get you suspended from the team, but you know you're told you can't do anything stupid, and that was something stupid.
Toussaint rushed for over 1,000 yards last season. Got into the end zone a few times as well. So that game tomorrow night right here on ESPN. We start tomorrow. Notre Dame and Navy, 8 a.m. kickoff over from Ireland, and then we'll have Miami and Boston College, and then wrap it up tomorrow night. Sunday, we bring you Louisville, Kentucky, and Monday, we've got Georgia Tech, Virginia Tech, Monday night.
There's a great slate of games, there really are, to get things going, you know? I first of the month, I sent out a tweet that said, the thought getting me through the day is by the end of the month, I will have seen three football games by the end of this month in August. It's August! And tomorrow is September, so it's beginning of football season. In the truest sense of the word, doesn't matter who you are, that is the true... I mean, this weekend is it, man. It's awesome.
High school football last night. Grand Island fell to Lincoln Southwest, 34-17. And Papillion La Vista quarterback Alec DeToro threw six touchdown passes in the first half against Lincoln East, who won a game last week.
Wow, that's like Madden numbers, you know, where you stack a team and that's, wow.
48-21, that six touchdowns ties a Class A record for most touchdowns in a game, and he did it in a half. Let us play a little pigskin pick'em. Here is what happens, folks. 888-455-ESPN, 888-455-3776. The first person to answer our trivia question will go up against Randy, myself, and then we'll also let Jeff and Merritt make some picks, but not on the air. We'll just tell you how they did Tuesday. We will have you go up against us. Automatically, you will win the Big Daddy's Deli large combo meal. If you beat us, we throw in a $20 gift card to Cunningham's. If you don't, the next week it's worth $40.
So we're doing it for the people next week. That's why we're going to be so tough this week. We're doing it for the people next week.
I just got a better feeling about this year, and I'm already to make this. I'm already ready to make
it's
a.
It's the beginning of the new year.
Already ready to make a stupid.
And
pick.
You make the most improvement between week one and week two. So there you go. We're ready.
Here is our trivia question as we go to break. Fitz Toussaint rushed for 1,041 yards. As we just told you, he will not play against Alabama tomorrow. Last year, he rushed for 1,041 yards. How many touchdowns did he rush for last year for Michigan? How many touchdowns did Fitz Toussaint have for Michigan last year? First correct caller goes up against us in Pigskin Pick'em.
Hurry into the Home Depot for Labor Day savings, like $5 off 1 gallon cans and $20 off 5 gallon pails of Behr paints and exterior stains. Somewhere in your home, there's a wall, a deck, or door that's begging for a new look. Take your extra day of doing and get it done. End your summer with a splash of color and $5 off a gallon of our best paint brands. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Through September 5th via mail-in rebate. U.S. only. See store for details.
I'm Professor Burke from the University of Farmers, where agents digest knowledge like billy goats, and this is a pop quiz. How do you cover a motorcycle that costs more to paint than to buy? The answer? Optional equipment coverage. And if you work with a farmer's agent, they can make sure your bike's got coverage for everything from saddlebags to sidecars. Giddy up.
If you want answers about motorcycle insurance, you want a farmer's agent. Find yours at farmers.com. We are insurance.
We are Farmers. Bum, ba, bum, 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 bum.
Coverage not available in all states.
Hey, this is Mike from HK Sports Bar and Grill, Hastings hometown Husker headquarters. Whenever the Huskers play, you get our 24-ounce big cans of beer for just $2.50 all day, every game day. And with NFL Sunday Ticket and ESPN Game Day, you have a front row seat for every NFL and college game. So bring the family and join your fellow Husker fans and watch the Huskers on the biggest HD TV wall in town, HK Sports Bar and Grill. Remember, text HK VIP to 90210 for even better offers and bigger discounts.
More exciting high school football comes your way this Friday night on our network of stations and online at PlatteRiverPreps.com. On ESPN 1460, Kearney Catholic is at Ord. On ESPN 1550, Adams Central will host Cozad. St. Cecilia is at Centennial as Carl Tesmer goes for win number 300 Friday on 1230 KHAS. Hastings High will host Northwest on the Breeze 94.5 FM, and on Classic Hits 98.9, Gibbon will be at Wood River. All games kick off 7 o'clock this Friday night.
A blend of clouds and sunshine develops today as we head to a high temperature near 96 with east winds at 5 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, partly cloudy, cooling to a low of 61. Saturday, we'll see a high of 88.
Right now, it's 79.
Doug and Daddy's show, ready to do some pigskin pick'em. Can't wait to do that, as the answer is going to be 9. Fitz Toussaint was able to score 9, and Matt from Funk knew the answer. That's awesome. Matt, how you doing today?
Good, how are you?
Well, how are you? I'm feeling good. I'm going to tell you, Matt, I'm feeling good. I think you're going down, and I've got a big upset in my picks today. So I think you've got a chance because of my stupidity, but I'm banking on Randy over here to carry me through.
You're going for third, Matt. That's from our no. We'll see.
Let's see what happens. We start with tonight's games: Tennessee at North Carolina State, and I will take Tennessee. Randy,
Tennessee,
North Carolina State, and Tennessee. Who do you got, Matt?
I'll take Tennessee.
It's a clean sweep for Tennessee. I thought most of the pro out there were taking North Carolina State, Tennessee, about a field goal favorite. Boise State at Michigan State. Tonight, Randy.
I'm going Spartans.
How about you, Matt?
Spartans.
Here it is. Ooh. It took two picks for me to do something stupid, and I don't know why, because I know Michigan State's defense is great. But Boise State always finds a way with that. It's not a funky offense, but it always works. And I know they got a new quarterback. But this is my upset special for the opening weekend. I will take Boise State to beat Michigan State. Tomorrow morning, Notre Dame and Navy. Who do you got, Matt?
I want to say Navy, but I'm going to say Notre Dame.
I'm taking Notre Dame, too.
You can't have the Irish losing in Ireland itself. They're going to sink the Navy there.
Oh, good God. Frank Solich in Ohio will have the world's eyes upon the Bobcats, and not because their football team. It's because they're playing at Penn State. And I am taking Penn State. Randy?
I'm going to go Penn State big.
How about you, Matt?
I'm going to go to Ohio. I'm going to take Frank Solich.
All right. Northwestern at Syracuse. Randy?
Hughes.
I'm taking Northwestern, just so I'm not anti-Big Ten. Matt.
Northwestern.
Cody Green starts for Tulsa at Iowa State. It's basically a pick'em game. Matt, who do you like?
I'll take Tulsa.
Randall.
It's always 4 below at Iowa State, so they'll have the home field advantage. Iowa State.
This is the only one I don't have circled on my – this is the one I don't know. This is a total coin flip here. I want Cody Green to do well, but I think Iowa State wins at home, so I'm going to take the Clones. Miami of Florida at Boston College. Randy, what do you got?
BC.
I'm going to take Miami. What about you, Matt?
I'm taking Miami, too.
Colorado at Colorado State, or whatever. I'm going to take Colorado. Who you got, Randy?
CSU.
And Matt?
Colorado.
Clemson at Auburn. Who do you like, Matt?
Clemson.
I have taken Clemson. Randy?
Auburn in an upset special.
The big game on Saturday night, Michigan and Alabama. I'm taking Alabama. Randy?
Even with a suspended running back, I'm going Michigan.
Uh-oh.
So I'm not anti-Big Ten.
And Matt, break the tie.
Alabama.
Alabama, a couple of touchdown favorites. I have to imagine that'll go up a point. And then Monday night, because we can, and there is no Monday Doug and Daddy show because of the Labor Day holiday, Georgia Tech at Virginia Tech. Randy?
Tech. Virginia Tech.
He's learning already. He's learning already. I am taking Virginia Tech. How about you, Matt?
Virginia Tech.
All right. The tiebreaker is always the Nebraska total points. It doesn't matter if you go over or under. If we have to go to a tiebreaker, it's whoever is closest. Randy and I both have ours wrote down. Matt, total points in the Nebraska-Southern Miss game.
48.
I would have been almost impossible to not fall in between the two of us.
Yeah.
Randy's going for a shootout. I'm going for a little bit lower game. I think Nebraska's going to move the ball, but I think we're going to see Brett Maher make a few field goals. I'm saying Nebraska 30 and Southern Mississippi 10. Randy?
49-21, a couple of second-team touchdowns for each team.
All right, a Big Daddy's Deli gift certificate for a large combo meal. Doug and Daddy's shirt already in for you, Matt. Now you got a chance to win the $20 gift card to Cunningham's and get in for the 70-inch TV and Super Bowl party. So thanks for calling. Best of luck this weekend.
Thanks.
Go Funk. There you go.
Thanks, man.
There's our picks for today. Boise State, what do you think?
Which
one's a bigger stretch, me taking Boise State or you taking Michigan?
I think a bigger stretch is the Michigan. I'll be honest with you, because you're absolutely right. Boise State always surprises people, but I just think Michigan State's awfully, awfully good.
And this just in from Mike Perenio at the Mandalay Bay in Las Vegas. The line on the Boise State game just went up a touchdown because of my selection.
Yeah.
So there you go. Going the wrong way. Jeffrey, did you make any picks?
Yeah, do you want to hear them?
Did you take the chalk? Did you take any underdogs?
I took North Carolina State and Navy because Notre Dame's got a bunch of people suspended, don't they?
I don't know about a bunch, but yeah, they got a couple.
Just the Protestants.
Yeah.
I took Colorado State.
Nice, by the way.
Thank you.
And Auburn. Those were my upsets.
All right. Well, there you go. Jack Sock, Lincoln native. He's doing it at the U.S. Open. He wins his second round match. He gets the 11th seed out of Spain in his third round match. I heard a couple of the analysts yesterday saying they liked where he went. Minnesota had to go triple overtime to beat UNLV.
But the win doesn't count because whatever happens in Vegas stays in Vegas.
Wow.
Sorry.
And UCLA, 348 yards on the ground. Nebraska's next opponent, Brett Hundley, redshirt freshman quarterback, 21-28, 202 yards, two touchdowns, rushed for 68 yards and a touchdown, and 651 total yards for UCLA, beating Rice 49-24.
What was weird about that, we saw their rushing numbers when we were at the game in Topeka, and they were up by seven. I mean, they had like 300 yards rushing and up by seven at the time.
And the game was at Rice.
Yeah.
Does that worry you for next week, or will you have to wait and see what happens tomorrow?
I just think physically Nebraska is going to be strong enough to stop that running game coming at them. I just do.
Nebraska, number one volleyball, plays in California tomorrow. UC Irvine and Colgate. Hastings College plays at Bellevue. Four matches this weekend. UNK is sweating out in Hawaii. Augustana, Hawaii, Hilo, British Columbia underway today. Soccer season begins for both Hastings men, women, and UNK women. And all the high school football, but two milestones tonight can be reached, and they will be favored. Aurora at Alliance. Randy Hubert goes for number 200. St. Cecilia and Carl Tesmer goes for 300.
Wrap your mind around that. I mean, that's 10 wins a season, which is a lot for 30 years.
That is incredible. And finally, this note, the men's basketball conference schedule came out a couple of days ago. The women's came out this morning. Nebraska's first conference game at home January 2nd against Wisconsin. Then KK Hauser and Purdue come in on Saturday, January the 5th. The Lincoln Southeast graduate will get her first chance to play at the Devaney Center since her senior year Class A state championship game. Then on the road to Indiana and Penn State. And, of course, that Purdue game, epic battle in the Big Ten final last year.
Yeah, she's a lot of fun to watch, and just a real solid player, and I just kind of wish she was wearing red.
Well, we could use all the talent we want. Last bit of business to take care of today is that our poll question for the weekend, who is your pick to win the NFC North? Yesterday, the West, 79% of you took the 49ers. A couple of votes in there for Seattle, and one vote even for Arizona. Nothing for the Rams. What about the NFC North? Bears, Lions, Packers, Vikings. Do you take the obvious favorite with the Packers?
I do.
It's time for them to go backwards.
Well, they might go backwards, but they had a pretty good gap there between everybody else in the division last year.
But the way it ended last year, and I don't like their running back situation, even though I have Cedric Benson in a couple of leagues.
They still got Aaron Rodgers?
Could be Detroit's chance.
Still got Aaron Rodgers? I agree with you. It could be Detroit's chance. Actually, I think that's going to be a great division because I think the Bears are going to be a lot better. They're going to be a lot better. And I think that could be a real good division. And again, I don't think the Packers are going to go some crazy 14-2 or anything like that, like they did last year. They'll come back a little bit.
That's what the Vikings went last year, wasn't it?
I think you got that flipped. Oh, I think you got a little dyslexia there.
There you go. High school football tonight. Don't forget, folks, we are in the texting business of you giving us scores, us giving you scores. If you are going to be attending your high school football game tonight, we would love for you to text us at 646-0506. Just say, hey, it's Kearney 7, Norfolk nothing, end of the first. Or pick the whatever game. It's Ravenna 14, Superior nothing at the half. 308-646-0506. And then we will pass all those scores out over the air, and we will send them back out to everyone that is registered for our texting program. And to get those scores, all you have to do is text 90210. That's the address you send it to. So like I'm texting Randy. Okay, instead of texting Randy, I'm texting 90210. And then the message I type in is Platte River Preps. Send that off. You'll get a confirmation, and you'll be able to get them the rest of the season. And we hope that you will be able to join us. If you've got any questions, contact Jeff, our producer. You can email him to the Dent Popper inbox, Doug and Daddy, at ESPNSuperstation.com, or call him here at the studios, 888-455-ESPN. When we come back on Tuesday, we get to recap Husker football.
We made it to football season. It is glorious. We've made it. We've arrived.
Former Husker Monty Kratzenstein will be in studio as the guest host on Tuesday, plus our regular Tuesday visits with Daryl Morris, UNK football coach, to recap the game last night. I'm not even going to call it a tough game because they looked good in so many areas. Yeah. And we'll also chat with the head coach at Hastings, Tony Harper, as they finally get into game week. We want to thank Jay Novacek, three-time Super Bowl champion and College Football Hall of Famer, joining us from Dallas where the Michigan-Alabama game is tomorrow, Kearney Catholic volleyball coach Chris Connor. And for Randy Bushcutter, Doug Duda, go Big Red, 9:30 pregame tomorrow on The Breeze, 94.5 FM.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.
Game over.